Hi, I'm Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly, and I've got a good one for you today, because people need to get a grip on reality. People need to get a hold of themselves and realize exactly everything that's going on right now. So please hit the like button, please subscribe to the channel, and let's get right into it. Yesterday, we had a bridge collapse that was an accident. And there was a cargo ship, and the cargo ship was called the Dali, D-A-L-I, and it was a 948-foot cargo ship out of Singapore that was taken off and lost power, you know, early into its voyage and was leaving the port. And as it, you know, lost power and drifted, it ran into the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which I am telling you, this is so graphic, the fact that there is security footage of this. And this bridge comes down like the erector set of all erector sets. And it just reminds me of when I was a kid. And, you know, I mean, I was trying to think about this. I was very young, okay? When you see that bridge fall and you see it collapse like that, it's not like, hey, a chunk of it is missing. The whole thing went down. And again, it's the erector set. And if you remember that as a kid, you know, toys weren't sophisticated when I was really young, back in 5, 6, 7 years old. And I was always jealous of the kids that had the erector set because it meant their parents had some serious scratch. And we would play with this thing, and it was a horrible toy because it would cut your fingers and you'd have nuts and bolts and you didn't have tools, and you couldn't use tools back then because you were too young to use them. So it would only make matters worse. So you'd, you know, screw things together with your hands and inevitably you'd get cut. But then we would build something that would sustain from here to there. And you'd roll a ball across it or do something like that, and it would just collapse like that bridge did. And it reminded me, that's exactly what I thought about when I saw that bridge just fold up like a house of cards. So what is bad about this is a few things. Number one, the Baltimore area can lie to us and tell us how great they're doing. They just passed a budget, $23 million budget, and they just got rid of all these police in the area. There's three police that patrol these huge areas, and crime is just going rampant in that area. Now, when you have a major thoroughfare through Maryland, you know, towards the eastern seaboard, this is something that trucks used, people used, you know, politicians, everybody uses that bridge. Tens of thousands of people would go across that bridge today. Oh, don't worry, Dan, you're going to be able to drive around. Oh, yeah? You know what time that's going to add to a commute? You know what that's going to cost to add to truckers and just the complete chaos that has been going on there for the last 2 days in Baltimore right now? Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Now, it's wild when you think about this, when you think about how that simple accident could just destroy a, you know, community, can destroy, you know, a financial district. But just that whole area is going to suffer worse than it already has. Now, here's the thing. One thing that you can do is you can look at data, and data in businesses, data in a community, data in everything from restaurant usage. One thing that I pulled for you guys was in the Baltimore area, there has been a serious decline in restaurant purchases. And how do they get, well, how do you know that, Dan? Well, you know when you go and you swipe your credit card and you have the point of sale purchase? They keep track of everything, and the data is the most important thing. And those restaurants sell that data. Those restaurants store that data. They know exactly that you can tell, you know, if you have multiple restaurants, who's tipping what, who has a bigger percentage. You can sit there and go, wow, Sherry, who is our best waitress, has averages 5% more in her tips than anybody else in the restaurant, because of the way she does this. Well, what they did in the Baltimore area is they determined that they're going to lose 3,700 restaurant workers already before the bridge collapsed, okay? So this is going down, guys. This is going down. And again, get a grip on what's going on. Get a grip on reality of what is happening around you, because this is only getting worse. You can sit there and talk about hard landing, soft landing. What is real? You have to get what's real with what's going on in your pocketbook and what's going on with the safety and security of your family, your friends, your company, everything around, your community, everything around you. So with this, You're seeing all these restaurants that are getting less tips. You're seeing that they're going to shut off 3,700 restaurant employees. And then you add that into it, and then you add declining sales at all these restaurants. What is this going to do to that area? It's going to destroy that area. And then, you know, the Northeast Seaboard, that bridge is so important, and it's just going to do some serious, serious damage to that area. So, you know, Biden administration says, don't worry, we'll be there, we'll fix it. This is not going to be a 2-month fix. Plus, the way they build things today with the engineering is totally different than when they built that bridge originally and did all remodels. You know, my family, you know, the families of the people that were working on the boat, on the bridge, crazy. People on the boat, looks like nobody was hurt there, but people were pouring concrete. When you look at that video, it is crazy because cars are going through, and they stopped people. Wait, don't go across the bridge. Let's see what happens. Well, we saw what happened. It was crazy. Next thing, Tarrant County appraiser in the Fort Worth, Texas area. They just announced that they were the victim of a cyber attack. Man, oh man, oh man, okay? But this is bad. The Tarrant County appraiser steps forward and says, hey, listen, we want everybody to change all your passwords. We want you to monitor your credit, look at your property, because they got a hold of everything. And how did this guy announce this to the city hall? And he did a prayer. Let's pray for everybody. Let's pray for everybody's credit. Are you kidding me? That's how bad this is, okay? So you're going to see thousands of people in that Tarrant County area, read the story below about how they're getting their credit stolen, their home stolen. Check your identity. Make sure it's good. Make sure you change your passwords on everything in your life right now. Whoa. Okay. Once again, guys, going to remind you of something, and that is the private internet access, the VPN. They're not even sponsoring this video, but as long as they're offering that 83% off, you got to take advantage of it, guys, because what it does is it protects you when you go online. Now, it doesn't protect you from stupidity at the Tarrant County appraisal's office. That you can't protect yourself from, but changing your passwords and making sure that you're safe when you go to a website, you log into your bank and things like that, you need a VPN for that. My IT guy, who I love, who is the nerd of all nerds, the greatest, smartest guy I know, seriously, uses private internet access. 83% off. Use the link below today. Check it out. But what do you guys think about this stuff, guys? You're going to see absolute cities destroyed. Absolute. You're going to see complete chaos because of this bridge collapse. It is only going to compound the situation worse. In an area that was already destroyed, in an area that the politicians were already doing themselves in, you're going to see it get worse. Okay? I'm going to get that. Okay? Now, some interesting auto news. Fisker, the EV car company, is going to go down for the count. And it will be interesting to see how that works out, okay? Fisker is the auto designer, Alejandro, who showed me his Cybertruck, told me about how bad they're doing, and they're in real trouble. Nissan needs to cut costs by 30%. Where are they going to start? The EV market, okay? We need to cut back on this. I am telling you guys, you're going to own a multi-ton paperweight sitting in the front of your house. Isn't that thing beautiful? Yeah, it cost me $112,000, but I'll be able to get parts for it soon. So Nissan is the next one to announce that they have real problems when it comes to costs and keeping things open, and it'll be interesting to see how this plays out when it comes to them staying in business. Now, we just were talking about data being stolen. You know, one thing that floored me originally, and because people like me did stories on this, all of a sudden, they go, wait, can we get sued for this? Yeah, nobody knew about this. And that was General Motors selling our driving data. When you drive those cars that have those computers built into it, think about this. They love guys like me. I'm out and about. I'm moving. Where is he stopping? Well, he's at this restaurant. He's there. He's here. He's filming there. You know what I mean? You've got my data is very valuable to the insurance company, okay? Well, you can't sit there and lie to the insurance company if you're Dan and say, hey, I drive about 300 miles a week. You know, that's it. Nothing worth bragging about. Nothing to see here, okay? No. They know that I'm out driving 45,000 miles a year, okay? So with that, GM has just announced, and this is from Kelley Blue Book, that they're no longer going to sell our driving data. So thank God, because I guarantee you, you're going to have class action lawsuits. You're going to have litigation that's going to come from this, and it's only going to get worse right now. So here's something I did not know. Do you know that tax refunds expire? Like, hey, you better get your tax refund or it's going to be no good and you cannot claim it. Who knew that? I didn't know that. So the IRS just issued a story and there's 940,000 unclaimed tax returns that are about to expire. 940,000. And, you know, it's over $1 billion. But the thing that floored me was you've got areas. Texas has got 93,400. California, 88,200. Florida, 53,200. New York, 51,000. Those are the big states. I won't bore you with the other ones. But the point of this is that all these tax refunds that were not claimed, I mean, do you have money coming? Did you have COVID money coming? Were you entitled to get the stimulus payments and you never got them? I'm telling you guys, you need to call the IRS, log in and ask the question. My name is John Smith and here's my social. Was I entitled to anything? Do you have any money for me? You know, they're not, oh, listen, John, we've been waiting for you to call. Were you still living on Elm Street? We're going to show up at your house. They're not going to do that, guys. They're going to be helpful. They're going to be resourceful. The IRS is actually there as a service for us, believe it or not, sometimes. Now, there's people right now laughing. Dan's an idiot. Okay? Get the questions answered, guys. And if you think that you know, my mom should have got that stimulus payment, never got any of the three. This is what they're talking about because it goes back to 2020. 2021, 2022. You don't want to miss out on this money. So find out, hey, do I have any money coming? Okay. We've done these things before about unclaimed money. And if you, unclaimed.org, you know, I have friends. I have people that walk up to me at restaurants and go, hey, what's the name of that site? Unclaimed.org. Don't pay anybody for this. And don't pay anybody to get your tax refund for this stuff. I have had people get thousands of dollars back from unclaimed.org. Think about this. You were young, put a deposit down in an apartment. You and that girlfriend broke up because she was, you know, the problem, not you. And, you know, the deposit was held. Never got it back. Oh, she took the deposit. How do you know? Okay. What they do with that money and if they can't get a hold of people is they send it to the state that you were in. So check unclaimed.org. All 50 states have this and it is fantastic. And I have had people that have gotten thousands of dollars back for this. So let me know, guys. Now get real, okay? Seriously. Dollar Tree is no longer Dollar Tree. I have had people send me great stories about how there are now $7 items at Dollar Tree. So it's the $7 Tree. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? No more 99 cent store, no more dollar store, $7 store, $7 Tree, okay? So if you guys have any pictures or anything like that, you can send them to hello@iallegedly.com. I would love that stuff. Because my Dollar Tree is just a mess. And it looks like somebody was there and didn't clean it up lately. And there's no $7 items there yet. Yet. Okay? Don't worry, we're going to add some $3 items. We're going to add some $5 items and some $7 Dollar Tree items. $7 Tree items. So there's that. You know, just a real, real problem with everything. You know, you're going to see more and more problems with financial companies that go out of business. Curo is a financial company that has, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in debt, and they service banks and they service lenders, and they're a consumer lender that is going out of business right now and filing bankruptcy. But wait, they're probably going to have a structured plan and get rid of $1 billion in debt and work themselves through this. Okay? How about this? All these investors step forward and say, hey, listen, story is below. Hey, listen, this is going to be not a hard landing, but a soft landing. You're going to see it be non-existent in the future. What are we living through right now, guys? What is this? What would you call this right now? Because I think it's depressionary, guys. I think that there is a group of rich people and a group of poor people. The middle class is destroyed right now. The middle class is filing bankruptcy at a record pace. The middle class is having charge-offs at a record pace right now. You know, somebody sent me a great story, and I wish she would have given me the approval to use her name, because she said, listen, Dan, these high-end retailers like Gucci and Ferragamo and Yves Saint Laurent and all these different places, you know, they cannot make it without the middle class financing a handbag. You know, really? You don't think so? No, because the rich people are not supporting them enough. They buy the stuff, but they buy one bag. They buy a $35,000 handbag, as much as it sickens me to say that. And that's it. You know what I mean? So with that, guys, you're going to see places like the high-end retailers, like we talked about Gucci and China, they're in real trouble, guys. They're having problems right now because they can't be supported of this stuff. But to sit there and have us be told that we are living through a non-existing hard landing, soft landing, don't worry about it, it's all going to be great. Who believes that? Who believes any of this? Okay? We have to live through this. You have to live through your credit lines being cut, banks, accounts being scrutinized more and more. You're seeing more and more banks that are having problems with how you conduct business. I am telling you guys, and I've told people this before, and I haven't said it in about a month and a half, and that is you need to make sure you have a relationship with your bank. Let the bank know what you do. If you are self-employed especially, you need to tell them how you get paid. You need to tell them, hey, you know, every now and then we get cash, or every now and then we get large checks, or every now and then I may walk in here with 19 checks, okay? Because what's happening with places like Chase and Wells Fargo and banks that we've all heard of is that they are freezing people's accounts out. Hey, this is suspicious, what you're doing. And you want a problem? You want to not get your money back for a month? Do this. Just do it. Because that's what's happening to people right now, because it is awful right now. I love coming out to the boat docks. This is where they teach people to sail. It's really cool. This is the Lighthouse Cafe right here in Newport Beach. Great place for breakfast, but it's got a cool view, and they elevated it enough and spent just an absolute mountain of money to get this property. And this is where they have that lighthouse park that all the kids play at and stuff. It's very, very cool. But just a nice place to walk, nice green belt. You know, you got to pay for parking when you come out here, but it's, you know, that's the beach for you. But just a cool, cool spot to walk around. But I'm telling you guys, realism, okay? I am telling you guys, work on your health. Make sure your mindset is good. Make sure your security is good. Make sure you have friends. If you are by yourself, okay? You need to make sure that you're in a real spot. Make sure you have food and water. Make sure that you know, you are protected and you yourself are not overextended in any way. I'm telling you, get rid of debt that you do not need. You know, my brother had me read Dave Ramsey's book, and I would listen to this guy and I'd be like, God, he's so arrogant. And it just would bother me how negative he was with people. I felt it was negative. So I just went to my brother and said, you know, I don't want to do the book. Okay. I want you to tell me, I want you to guide me. I don't want you to preach to me. I don't want you to do the big brother, you know, dicky thing is exactly what I said to him. I want you to give me a plan that you would follow if you were in this position. And I followed it, the discipline, cut things out. But I don't know anybody, guys. I don't have car payments. I don't have credit card debt. Okay? It's great. It's a great place to be, which is where you want to be. You want to have that freedom that you can go out and run your life and not be debt riddled, you know? I was talking to a doctor yesterday, and we were talking about how she has friends that make $400,000 a year and are one paycheck away from losing everything. because they are overextended, they have beautiful cars in the driveway, and they are completely upside down. My foreclosure buddy, Doug, there is an area here in Southern California called Nellie Gale. Nellie Gale is beautiful. And he's like, hey, posting a house in Nellie Gale today. The guy owns $2.3 million in this house. He said, I got to be honest with you, Dan. This is probably one of the nicest houses I've ever been in front of. Everybody's in trouble right now, guys. Everybody's in trouble. But you can fix it and you can take control of your life. So do that for your own peace of mind, okay? Let me know what you guys think about this stuff so far because, you know, it's a beautiful day. You deserve to have no headaches. And in reality, you need to accept where things are at. And I say this to people and they either get it or they don't. But you can control your own finances. You can control the people you work with. You can control everything. I have told so many people, I don't know what it's been in the last 90 days. I just get rid of that client. This guy that slow pays you. You know, I had a friend that is dealing with somebody and the guy's 3 months behind and just made more demands on him. I said, you know what? Cut the guy off. Well, I'll never get paid. No, well, I'll help you with that. But you need to cut this guy off or you give him this warning. And I wrote the warning, which was extreme to say the least of what he was going to do come Monday if he didn't have his money. And we're going to continue to do business with you for 30 more days, but we're going to sue you to oblivion and let him know where he stood. Okay? So sometimes you have to do that stuff. But again, some of the best clients are the people you don't hire, that don't hire you, that you turn down, and that you fire as clients and as friends and as people in your life because they're not good people. Okay? Remember that. Okay? It's that simple, guys. It's that simple. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. And the first one was sent to me by Dawn, who's a great contributor. She's, you know, up there with Dr. Marvin and everybody else, Dave and everybody else, not to leave anybody out, Stephen from the UK, everybody that sends me great stuff on a daily basis. But Dawn sent me the story about the USDA wants you to register your home garden and your city garden so they can keep track of it and put it on a map for everybody to see. Okay. How about no? How about I've got raised beds, you know what I mean? No, not registering Dan's garden. How about you? You're going to register your own garden and let the USDA know where it's at and neighbors and people to be able to go online and a map and see that you have food in your backyard? Okay, well, let's go to Joan's house. Let's go to Don's house. I think Don's a farmer too. If it's that, there's a couple Don's. One Don's a farmer. So anyways, but you get the gist, guys. Will you be registering with the USDA to register your farm? Okay. I grow a lot of weed back there too. Anyways, I'm kidding about that part. Final thing is the In-N-Out Hamburger in Oakland. This is the final weekend. So if you are in Oakland and you want to take your life into your own hands and you want a cheeseburger, the best place to go is In-N-Out Hamburger. Wait in line and, you know, again, the crime destroyed that area. Crime destroyed the In-N-Out. Crime destroyed all the other restaurants and businesses in that area. And you're going to see it just get worse and worse and worse, guys. So please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Email me at hello@iallegedly.com. Join our email list. And I'm telling you guys, I'm serious about that. As long as they have that 83% off, I don't know how long it's going to last. Get the VPN. You can change your location, be anonymous online. It's very, very cool. But take matters into your own hands, guys. Okay? I will see you guys very soon.